In a world of information, there's a lot of misinformation. That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. Subscribe to the channel. Come over and get on the email list at frankbuck.org so that you never miss a thing. Some years ago, I received the following simple suggestion in an email message. When you're making out your Christmas card list this year, please include the following. And he gave an address. A recovering American soldier in care of Walter Reed Army Medical Center, 6900 Georgia Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20307. The email had come to me from an official representative of a respected institution, and my first reaction was not only to follow the suggestion, but to forward this message to everyone in my email contacts. Now, I do not forward mass emails. It's a personal decision that I made many years ago, and I usually delete them unread. But this one was different, or so I thought. I hit the forward button, and I was about to add my own sentence or two, but at that moment, a still, small voice inside my head somewhere said, "Check your facts." The voice was that of teachers from days gone by, teachers who had so carefully taught me and my classmates to think for ourselves. Instead of proceeding with the email message, I used the same procedure that I have used and suggested to others for as long as I've used the internet. I highlighted a portion of the text in that email message and copied it. In this case, it was the first three lines of the message. It looked like something that would return some on-point hits. I pasted that portion into a Google search, and within seconds, the verdict was obvious. It was a hoax. The most compelling evidence was a link where Walter Reed addressed this very topic, saying, "Walter Reed Army Medical Center officials want to remind those individuals who want to show their appreciation through mail to include packages, letters, and holiday cards addressed to any wounded soldier or a recovering American soldier that Walter Reed cannot accept these packages in support of the decision by the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Transportation Policy in 2001. This decision was made to ensure the safety and well-being of patients and staff at medical centers throughout the Department of Defense. In addition, the U.S. Postal Service is no longer accepting any service member or a recovering American soldier letters or packages mailed to any service member that is deposited into a collection box will not be delivered." The message went on to suggest other organizations such as the American Red Cross where donations could be made. You know, had I simply forwarded the email and sent a few of my own cards, my cards would never have reached the eyes of any soldier. Instead, my good intentions would have added an additional load to the personnel charged with disposing of this glut of mail that they already are receiving. And rather than being part of something good, I would have only added to an already existing problem. Why did I go to the trouble to determine the truth in the email before I passed it on? The reason is simple. Truth matters. In a world that has become one in which good information is only a few keystrokes away, the same holds true for bad information. And if teaching young people how to distinguish fact from fiction was important in generations gone by, it's become absolutely critical today. How can we teach our students to question what they read? To give credit where credit is due, many of them do a much better job of this than we do as adults. I wish I had the complete answer, but at least as a start, I do feel this. Truth will only be important to them if first it's important to us. Thanks for stopping by. This has been Frank Buck helping you get organized and make it look easy.